you ever wonder why guys do what they do? It's another edition of Why Do You Guys on Power 96.5.
Botch, why do guys not understand when you're not interested? Okay, so I know that you are now married, but you have been in a situation, and I say that I always feel bad for guys because a lot of the times they have to be the ones to pursue the woman, right? And so they're always the one that gets rejected. But when you are rejected the first time, or maybe when you don't get a response back, then what makes you keep going? What is it about in a man's brain that makes you just keep going? Because I'm telling you that first of all, I hate rejection. And if I'm rejected once, you could not pay me to keep going and going and going. But this is not just, a few men here and there. It's like there's something instilled in a man that makes it to where you guys don't understand, or you can't like wrap your mind around it when someone may not be interested in you. So my question is
this coming from something? I don't.
Just in general, every woman has dealt with the fact that maybe somebody hits you up on social media, and I do not like to have to say, hey, you know, I'm not interested. So a lot of times I just won't answer.
Uh-huh.
But then you get some guys that will just keep blowing you. And so then finally, and I don't like to do this, but finally you have to come back and say, dude.
Yeah, stop.
Stop.
Okay.
And I hate doing that because I do not want to ever hurt anyone's feelings. I really don't. And yeah. I know it feels horrible to feel rejected. But it's like, well, can't you just get a clue the first time? You know?
Okay, so this is a two-part answer. Part one is very easy.
What?
I would imagine a lot of guys are competitive.
Okay.
So
I can see
if they get knocked down, they want to get it back up again. I hate to quote Chumbawamba, tub thumping, but I just did. So I would think the competitive of like, hey, I want to be persistent, or maybe I said. Maybe I said the wrong thing that time, and maybe I can say the right thing this time. Maybe
it just
came out the wrong way.
Okay, so that really is great insight.
It was like when me and Emily were dating. I said a lot of wrong things.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, just now kind of hear me out here for a second. Like, just don't hang your head on that comment now. Here, hang on. Let me just dive out here. That's not entirely what I was thinking. You know,
so
how many different times that I really had to reel it in and be like, hey, that's not what I meant. I'm not quite sure why she even gave me a chance to begin with.
So I actually do understand that. I do understand maybe you're like, okay, maybe the first try, I just said something wrong. So I'm going to give it another try and then see if I can maybe say it a different way. Okay.
Now, part two gets to be a little complicated.
God.
Okay, and I want to be very careful on how I do part two. Part two is we don't always know what kind of mood you girls are in. Okay? Now, before
I can tell you 1 a.m. on a Friday night, it's probably not going to be the best mood.
Okay, so timing is a good thing. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm just saying, like, based on being in relationships before, where you get one response, or sometimes you go home and you're like, oh, I think everything's good. Oh, no, it's not. What's going on? And you don't know what's happening. Like, everything's just like, I don't understand what I said, or why we're fighting, or what's going on. Like, I'm not quite sure. So based on all of this, and I'm going back history, based on other relationships, I think guys will go, well, my history with women say a lot of times I can say one thing and say the same thing the next time and I'll get different results.
I see. Okay. So
it just happens to be what kind of mood I catch her in.
So the first approach, the guy may be thinking, well, maybe she was busy, or maybe she just wasn't.
The competitive.
Maybe she had a bad day.
I think maybe one and two go together. Both points kind of go together.
Okay.
But it's all based on like, well, maybe I caught her at a bad time. Maybe I messaged her at the wrong time of the month. Maybe I messaged her the wrong hour of the day.
Maybe the wind blew
to the east on a random Tuesday. And I asked a wrong question, like, would you like to get coffee? And all of a sudden, I'm getting blasted on social media.
Can I ask you a question? Does there ever come a time where men think, hey, maybe she's just not interested, you know? Like, because from what you've told me, that doesn't really cross your mind.
Yeah.
You just think it was, you know, we're in a bad mood. It's got to be, oh, she's, I'm sure she's interested. She's just in a bad mood. It's like, why can you guys just not comprehend that maybe we're not interested?
I think in general, us guys, we celebrate whenever you are in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my gosh, all right, sweet. Let's ride this wave until it crashes down.
Right.
So did I answer your question?
Yes. Right. Men are stupid. That's okay. Why.